Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we have a breaking story. We didn't get very far into the day until I had to break this story. And this will be a short, sweet presentation, maybe not so sweet, but those that live in glass houses should not throw stones. And this is exactly what we're seeing. And I'm going to tell you all about what I mean. And you need to pay attention to this because you need to know that when you go and listen to somebody, that you're not being disinfo'd. You like that? I turned that into a verb. Anyway, we are brought to you by this great product right here, the Nanosoma Spray. I absolutely love this product here. Five sprays once a day is your maintenance dose. When I was on death's doorstep, I took five sprays every hour in the hour, which wasn't very much because I was sleeping 16 hours a day. I was so sick. But you know my story. I'm healthier now than I've been in 25 years, and this was all I was taking. It was off the medications, over the pneumonia, but not over the strip lung linings that doctors said probably won't come back. Well, they're back and in greater force. Here I am. The Nanosoma spray. You can get yours by going to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Now, a disclosure note. This cures nothing. It enhances the immune system to an unbelievable degree. So you don't have to have strip lung linings like I did to benefit. Generally applicable. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, Sarah Westall and I were musing one day and kind of went off topic. And we were talking about the disinfo element on the alternative media. And if you don't think the other side isn't trying to penetrate us and does, you're mistaken. Hey, look, someone from Italy tried to buy my website for $2 million. Yeah, I gave him the Italian salute. That's a true story. It's a true story. This site will never be sold. Anyway, so Sarah and I were talking, and we said, Sarah, how can the public know when they're being disinfo'd? And we were talking about one would be the YouTube test. You're getting away for years with saying things that get people like myself and Sarah, not once, but twice, barred from YouTube. In fact, my crime is so egregious, it must be a national security violation to even talk about it because they've never bothered to tell me. I had no strikes. I had no demonetizations. Just gone. Sarah had a second channel. She woke up one day and she was posting vanilla stuff and they figured out who it was. Gone. So, how does someone come on here and talk about the WEF conspiracies, the Bilderberg conspiracies, the Bitcoin conspiracies? Okay. Well, and they continue on. That's the YouTube test. You have to ask yourself. The other thing is this. Sarah and I both said we try to be solution-based when we can. And we recognize there's no easy solutions or we do them. But we try. We try. It's like an axe chipping away at granite, but we try. There are some that will give you factual information. 90% of what they say is true, and the other 10% is to leave you hopeless. So you give up. You just roll over and take your beating. Like if Donald Trump were assassinated, the goal of this approach is to induce passivity to where you won't rise up. It's a fact. It's called learned helplessness. And then some people, when they are allegedly caught, where there is suspicion that falls upon their motives, they come back and say things like, I can't ever vote for two corrupt parties. That doesn't mean I don't have solutions. Well, good. Let's hear them. I'm not going to get into a public pissing match about this, But when Sarah and I make a legitimate comment and have legitimate observations, and someone comes out of their glass house and starts throwing stones, we're going to respond. Ladies and gentlemen, choose your sources wisely. And if you go back and research the tenet of my work, and I don't brag very often, I tell you what my credentials are, so you can be assured that I'm trying to apply what professional expertise I may have. Sarah, business expert, does a great job applying her expertise. We all have our talents and strengths, and we all have our weaknesses. And I acknowledge my weaknesses. This is why I have to cite other people at times. But here's the thing. If you go back and look at my work, when I wrote my first articles about our land subjugation of my rural community, and my articles first appeared on Freedom's Phoenix and also InfoWars, I've been very consistent through the years about my approach. And I've been very consistent about trying solutions. In fact, we won our land rights battle after 8 years of fighting, and people who followed me for 8 years, and I documented it thoroughly. I'm not disinfo, perfect, but what I give you is honest. What Sarah gives you is honest. You have to judge if other people meet the litmus test that I just gave you. Choose your sources of news wisely, because you ain't going to get it in the mainstream media ever, ever. And Fox News is controlled opposition. So you're never going to get the full truth, or even half the truth, or a minuscule of the truth from mainstream media. And we have infiltration on our side, and it'd be stupid not to think they're not doing it. And some people are dumb enough to expose themselves. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks for joining us.